and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Peace and blessings unto you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you for what you are about to do on this morning. Oh, gracious Father, we give you free course to have thine own way. I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, speak through us, oh God. Give us more revelation and knowledge of your word. God, in the name of Jesus, just do what you do best, God, and we will be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, which is due your holy name. Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Luke, the 18th chapter and the first verse. That's Luke 18 and 1. And it reads as follows. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic of today's lesson is, why is daily prayer important? Why is daily prayer important? It's quite simple. Because the followers of Jesus Christ, prayer is the best way to communicate with God. Prayer is our vehicle for daily communication with the one who created us. The importance of daily communication through prayer cannot be overestimated and cannot be taken lightly. It is so important that it is mentioned over 250 times in scriptures. So why is daily prayer so important? First of all, daily prayer gives us an opportunity to share all the aspects of our lives to God. He already knows what's going on with us. He made us. Come on here, somebody. He enjoys communing with us. He wants us to talk to him, just like he talks to us. Second, daily prayer gives us the chance to express our gratitude for the things he has done and for the things he has provided for us. Third, daily prayer provides the platform for confessing our sin and asking for help in overcoming that sin. Ah, my God. And fourth, daily prayer is an act of worship and obedience. And finally, daily prayer is a way to acknowledge who is really in control of our lives. Daily prayer gives us power to continue on this faith journey. No prayer, no power. Less prayer, less power. So let's take a look at each of these important reasons in a little more detail. Daily prayer also gives us an opportunity to share all the aspects of one's life with God, meaning life circumstances can change on a daily basis. Sometimes we all happy, and next time we are walking around upset and just feeling weak. In fact, things can go from good to bad to worse in a very short time. God calls us to bring our concerns to him for disposition and potential blessings. He wants you to cast all of your burdens on him, to give it to him. And he also calls us to share our joys and our victories with him. In fact, in Jeremiah 33:3, and we talked about that last Friday, it states, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. New International Version. God wants us to call on him so that he can answer our prayers. He also wants to share with us incredible blessings that we might otherwise have missed if we had not reached out to him through prayer. And finally, in James 4:8, it tells us to draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. God wants us to be close to him at all times. My God. Also, daily prayer gives us a chance to express our gratitude and our thankfulness unto him for the things that we have in life and that what God has done. It is no secret, people of God, that we must give thanks to the Lord for all the things that he has provided and all the things he does on our behalf. His goodness and loving kindness to us should be recognized on a daily basis. In 1 Chronicles 16:34, we are commanded to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 9:1, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all of your wonders. We pray on a daily basis to acknowledge his faithfulness and his abundant provision in our daily lives. People of God, daily prayer provides the platform for confessing our sin and asking for help of repenting of that sin. Come on, let's face it. We all sin at one point or another, whether we know it or not. So as followers of Jesus Christ, what must we do? Scripture makes it very clear that I acknowledge my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Psalm 32:5. So tell God what he already knows and do it on a daily basis. Daily prayer time is a great place to unburden yourself from the effects of sin, to take the load off. You may not even have sinned or did anything wrong, but you may be heavy burdened with things that you cannot control. So often Christians walk around with unconfessed sins that hinders our personal relationship with Christ. So when we should humbly submit ourselves and ask for forgiveness in prayer, it doesn't take anything away from you, but it frees you. Oh, my God. Another important element of daily prayer is asking God for the strength to repent of our sins, because only God can help us turn from our sins. And for this to be so, he needs to hear our plea to repent. Daily prayer is an act of worship and obedience. Perhaps no other verse better summarizes why we should pray on a daily basis than 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. And it says, be joyful always. I'm reading it from the New International Version. It says, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. It's God's will for his children to rejoice in him, to pray to him, and give thanks to him. To pray without ceasing simply means that we should make prayer a regular habit and never stop doing so. Prayer also is an act of worship, because by praying to him, we are showing him how much we adore him. Daily prayer is also an act of obedience that brings joy to the Lord to see his children following his commands. Daily prayer is also a way to acknowledge who is really in control of our lives. Who is really in control of your life? What is taken away from you communicating with God? What idol has set up residence in your life? As Christians, we know who is really in control. God is sovereign, and nothing happens without God knowing it. And here's your backup scriptures, Isaiah 46 and 9 through 10, Daniel 4 and 17. Because he is sovereign over all, he deserves our worship and praise. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom, and you are exalted as head over all. First Chronicles 29 and 11. God is our great king. Yes, he is. And as such, he controls every aspect of our lives. Each day we should acknowledge his proper place in our lives and humbly and with reverence reserved for such a great and awesome king. Finally, prayer is something that we all should want to do on a daily basis. Yet for many Christians, it can be a challenge to humble oneself in daily prayer. For those who have been walking with the Lord for many years, daily prayer may become stale and lacking in proper conviction or reverence. Whether one is a new believer or an established one, prayer should always be considered as the best way to speak to God. Imagine not speaking to a loved one or a close friend. How long would the relationship last? Just think about it. Daily prayer with God is daily fellowship with our Heavenly Father. It is truly amazing that God would want to have fellowship with us at all. I thank him that he wants us to come to him. What is man that you are mindful of him, the Son of Man, that you care for him? Psalm 8 and 4, New International Version. So daily prayer is a good way to understand this incredible truth and the marvelous privilege God has given us to come to him, to talk to him, so he can talk to us. Prayer is a communication between you and the Heavenly Father. Make prayer a number one priority in your life. Without prayer, you don't have no power to defeat the enemy when he comes up against you. Prayer is the key. Yes, it is. It is the key. Prayer will ease your mind. Prayer will ease your spirit. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, oh God, for allowing us another chance to get it right. God, if we have been lacking in prayer, God, we ask you to forgive us, God. And God, from this day forth, we will continue to obey your word and do as you instructed us to do, God, to pray without ceasing, because you said that men ought to always pray. And God, we want to be obedient to your word, God, and we want to be obedient to you. And God, we thank you for giving us another chance. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember to go to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, The address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana,